Panicked UN calls aid crisis meeting after U.S. funding withdrawal. By Simon Kent on June 30, 2025. Send money. That is the message an exasperated United Nations delivered Monday as it hosted the biggest appeal for funds in a decade following the withdrawal of the U.S. from aid agreements brokered by the globalist body. At least 50 world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, Kenya's William Ruto, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and UN Head Antonio Guterres are in Seville, Spain, for the four-day gathering that seeks at least $4 trillion to help the UN meet its aid targets. The United States is snubbing the talks after President Donald Trump gutted the U.S. development agency USAID, as Breitbart News reported. RFK Jr., USAID has been captured by the military-industrial complex. Secretary of State Marco Rubio struck out at what he called the U.S. foreign aid industrial complex during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing in May, despairing at the inability of USAID to deliver funds where they are needed most. Rubio directly targeted the organization, adding the time has come for root and branch change. At USAID, 12 cents of every dollar was reaching the recipient. That means that in order for us to get aid to somebody, we had to spend all this other money supporting this foreign aid industrial complex, Rubio said. We're going to find more efficient ways to deliver aid to people directly. It's going to be directed by our regional bureaus. It's going to sponsor programs that make a difference. And it's going to be part of a holistic approach to our foreign policy. The Seville conference sees more than 4,000 representatives from businesses, civil society and financial institutions make up the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, AFP reports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday warned foreign aid budgets have already been decimated, pleading this isn't a crisis of numbers but of families going hungry, children unvaccinated, children dropping out of school. The lifelong socialist and career bureaucrat noted that meeting the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, a global agenda to end poverty, protect the planet and promote peace, requires about $4 trillion a year. But we are here in Seville to change course, to restore a message of fairness and justice for all, Guterres added. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.